You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God. Now, Senior Minister, Reverend Carolyn Mathlin.
Good morning. Welcome to Unity of Tustin. Really feeling that energy of surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, and particularly because you are here this morning. There's just that buzz, right? Finding our settled space, finding finding the new ground in which we are walking together today and in the coming weeks and months and years. So in that awareness of the poignancy and the power of this time and of the reunion, recognizing faces that I haven't seen for a while and maybe that you haven't as well. Just there is a coming home, a returning, as we also are in the time of parting. So with that, the fullness of all that this time means, let us join together in prayer. So I invite you to take a deep breath in and release it. Feeling the power of surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And we do acknowledge it. We allow those words to be an energetic invocation of a living reality, of a truth that wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And it is in our alignment, our recognition of that reality, that truth, that it becomes even more real, even more alive. And so, Holy One, essence of all that is, we open to the fullness of this time, to the beauty, to what is available right here and now as we enter into this sacred ending and inspired beginning. And in that consciousness, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Ah, one more time. I found a quote from Louise Haskins who said, I sent to a man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he said to me, go into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. It shall be unto you better than any light and safer than any known way. And that's what's happening, isn't it? We are entering into the unknown, and this is where our paths have walked in parallel, and now they diverge. They go into new directions. And there is that sense of, you know, in Unity, we actually don't talk about an anthropomorphic God like a father figure or a mother figure that's going to be helping us and guiding us along the way, although, you know, we might be needing that right now. We might be needing the assurity that it's going to be okay and that there is a divine presence guiding us, and there is truth to that. There's absolute truth to that. There is the divine within all of this. And our Unity principles, our New Thought principles also remind us that we are that. It is actually the God within that, in our capacity to access that divine, that will also be the hand that we hold on to in the times of unknowing and in the dark. And that is the beauty of this time, is that we are going into this unknown in an exciting way of beginning to open to new possibilities. So as I was reflecting on how did I want this final day to be, you know, I really sat with and I prayed about and then I thought about and then I looked at things and back and forth, what's the theme, what's the talk title, what do I want this day to really hold, And what I finally landed on, I think I was driving the staff nuts because every week or so there would be a different name on the spreadsheet. But what I finally came with was this idea of something that I have heard for 25 years here, and I have said for over 7 now. Every service has ended, my predecessor, Dr. Marge Britt, and then myself, because I loved it so much, has ended with, go forth and live it. Because there's a clarion call, there's this invitation into, this is not something where you come and get fed every Sunday and then the rest of your world can just do what it does. That this is not a receivership experience. This is a participatory sport. And you have to live it. That's where the juice is. That's where the fruit of your practice is. That's when you see your life literally being transformed, where the changes really take place, where your relationships start to be healed and be healthy, where your body might become healthy, where your emotional state is in less turmoil, where you get to actually experience God. It's in your living it. It's in your practice. And that really has been my ministry. What I have come back to over and over and over again is this is about living it in the world. This is the mystic's path. Being a mystic, just in case for those of you who think that that's still, that was, we can talk about whether it was intentional or not. It's been demonized, but really being a mystic means to have a direct experience of God. And to want a direct experience of God. That's it. And it's in the cultivation of that you become a mystic. Metaphysics is in the study of God, is in the study of the universe, is in the study of the deeper teachings. So both of them weave together in this beautiful dance of understanding and then integrating, understanding and integrating. And this unfolding journey of our spiritual life. And what I've been so clear about in my ministry and in how I have approached ministry is that it is essential that we be modern mystics. Back in the day, if you really had a call to experience God, to live a God-centered or divine-centered life, you went somewhere. You went to a monastery. You went to a nunnery. You went to a cave. You did not engage in the world. That's not really an option for most of us, nor is it probably most of our call. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the same yearning to experience God. So how do we have jobs, have families, have bills to pay, live our lives in a way that does not exclude God, that actually we show up in the world as that living loving presence that is the Christed consciousness? That's what I have really held as how I approach ministry, is giving us tools, giving us the container in which to truly be modern day mystics, where there isn't a separation between spirituality and your life, because they aren't separate. They are one and the same. And our spiritual practice in particular is what helps cultivate that. There's a saying, I believe it's a Buddhist saying, that enlightenment is an accident. Practice, spiritual practice, makes us accident prone. So the more we really engage in our spiritual journey, whatever that is looking like, it's the consciousness, it's the conscious turning toward that's the most important piece. It's the conscious continual engagement. The more our life gets leaky for God, God leaks into all of the places that we thought it wasn't going to. All of the places that are unhealed or that are feeling outside of or separate. And when that starts to happen, we enter in our meditation gardens that site 8. It's the site where, after having attained a certain integration, a level of integration, we go back out into the marketplace with gift-bestowing hands. We enter into the world to live and practice and to be a beneficial presence to humanity. And that's where we're at in our journey. We have attained what we're going to attain together. We have been to the mountaintop, and now it is our time to descend into the marketplace and go our separate ways and to live that integration to both of our highest capacities. You know, the hallmarks of this stage, the stage eight of really going back into the world, of living from this space, is that we see the world differently. So whatever level we have integrated, whatever level the fruit of our practice is really carrying us, there's a capacity when we go back into the world to engage in the world differently. We're not engaging from how we used to engage, from the sense of only seeing from our rational mind or thinking that this world is only the five senses, or, you know, if we can't see it, taste it, touch it, quantify it, then it doesn't exist and it's not real. There's a whole other engagement and capacity. There's a capacity to see systems, to see the play of energy differently, and to engage with things differently. There's an ability to respond instead of react. It's really important, because when you enter the unknown in particular, I don't know about you, but for me, when I enter the unknown, I tend to be a little more on my guard. Anyone else experience that? Even if you're like walking into a dark room, except in one case, I remember walking into, it was the ashram up in Tribeca Canyon, we went for some event, and there's a gathering space, and there were no lights, and there's no window, so it was completely pitch dark, and I mean, this is sometimes my personality, for better or worse. I was the first one in, and I just started walking like I knew the place, and I went boom, because there's a drop. I probably should have been a little more cautious, but so I mean, that might happen too, you never know. But I also bounced and I was fine, you know. it happens. So we don't know, right? But there is this kind of sense of we're entering the unknown, and to let whatever happens be a part of what's real, and not be in opposition to it. That's a hallmark of this site eight, where whatever happens, whatever, whether we fall, we get back up. It's the crucifixion and resurrection story. It's every moment. Our cells are dying. You know, there are things that are falling away. And there's things that are being reborn all the time. And so in this sense of entering into the unknown and entering in from, with the consciousness of true faith, that there is a guiding hand in every aspect of our life, whether it be here at the church or in your own life. And from that more expanded perspective, there is a capacity to see what needs to be done, what needs to be let go, what needs to be embraced, what needs to be cultivated. There is a sense of true participation in the new without the hanging on to the old. From this consciousness, there's no longer a grasping on to what has been. You know, I love the metaphor of the caterpillar. You know, when the caterpillar, when it knows it's time to become a butterfly, first of all, it eats a lot. It gets really big, right? Store up its energy, and then the chrysalis starts to the cocoon starts to form, and then the caterpillar turns inside of that chrysalis, turns to goo. Totally dissolves, and then becomes the butterfly, emerges. And so that's where we are. We're in that goo in our respective lives. And it's okay. Don't hang on to that body of the caterpillar. Because there's a whole new world opening up. You know, this is the end of an era in a lot of ways. You'll take the beauty, you'll take the good, you'll take the fruit of the practice that has been, you'll take the traditions that continue to stay alive, and there will be a lot that falls away. That's the part where, you know, it's okay to feel the sadness of that and to also not hold on to it. Because it will be like, you know, there's that saying that I love about, it's on forgiveness, but it's also applicable for letting go. You know, if you're tying your hand to a post and you're on your body, the rest of your body's on the train, you know, when you don't let go, things get messy. It's okay. You know, the unknown, everything that has happened in your life started out first as an unknown. And there's been lots of good. I've also been reflecting on the gifts of this time, the gifts that I'm taking with me and the gifts that I'm leaving. And, you know, really, the gifts that I particularly treasure and cherish are the gifts of the spiritual practice that we've shared together. My spiritual practice, you know, I have been changed irrevocably in the best possible way by my time here. Whether I was a congregant, whether I was a staff member, whether I was the minister, I can see points along the journey when where I have been changed forever for the good. You know, and particularly reflecting on these last 7 years, I'm aware that, you know, that I've sat at the feet of 25 master teachers. And if I were to look back over the 37 years, and particularly the last 25, you know, there's been, you know, at least over 100, if not 200 master teachers that have been here that I've sat at the feet of. You know, but in tons of classes, I've taught classes, I've attended classes, there's been a lot of classes. You know, I am a career lover of information and of study, of spiritual study, and it's just been my passion, and so I take all of that with me, in a very with reverence for. What has been opened in me from those experiences. I also take 288 Sunday services where I shared with you my journey and, you know, you reflected back to me your own, and, you know, we have shared deeply and intimately. That has been a huge spiritual practice. You know, talk about a walk in faith Sunday after Sunday. Okay, what's wanting to be said this Sunday? What's wanting to be said this Sunday? You know, without cognitively, you know, having this like set agenda or this teaching curriculum, really wanting to relate to what's alive in the field, what's alive in people's hearts, what is really going to serve this walk of the mystic in the world and in the ways that are particularly on my heart to share. And it's been my honor and it's been my spiritual practice to do that. Many of you after a Sunday service will come up and say, "How did you know you were speaking directly to me?" And I'd say, "Well, thank you so much for reflecting that, because I was speaking directly to me too." Because I have been. I've been speaking to myself as I've been speaking to you. Because it has been truly part of my spiritual practice. And you know, particularly the, you know, I have loved Sundays, and I have deeply, my devotional aspect has just been on fire for the special services, for the rituals that we have done together, for those times of deep connecting in ceremony and practice that are so meaningful, that speak to the essence of the devotional path, the path of love and worship. You know, I also take the sense of really taking a stand for the transformation of self, shadow work. It's been really, it's an essential part of the spiritual life. Yes, we are beings of light, absolutely. And we also have a pretty good shadow on occasion, too. And the more we deny that, the more it can unconsciously leak out in ways that we do not intend, especially as we develop our capacity for light, our capacity for being God in the world. Unchecked, that shadow can become very destructive. So I really cherish the work that we've done here and that I've done here around the shadow and around continuing to deepen into that awareness of where we are continuing to push things away and disowning them, and not seeing how our reactivity is saying something about us and where we are and what we might need to look at. And discerning the difference between reactivity and taking a stand for what we feel is right and true and saying that with love. You know, there is a difference. And as you do your spiritual work, as I have done my spiritual work, I have been grateful for the capacity to see that difference and to begin to live in that difference more and more. You know, I also take with me our meditation retreats, and we've done about 10 over the last 7 years, on-site or off-site. And I just, you know, there's something about meditation retreats when we meditate together, there's an intimacy, there's a depth that's created and cultivated, and a profoundness that is very opening. And I feel so deeply connected with those of you who I've been on retreat with from that experience. And I carry that with me. I carry the intimacy of our connection and the silence, which is far more deep a lot of times than knowing someone's story, although that's beautiful. There's something about connecting in the poignancy of where we really can meet each other that is profound. I also take my practice of tithing, of generosity, of giving. I've given of my time, my talent, my treasure, and I have been richly blessed, you know, to experience the flow and to not feel like I have to hoard or to hold on to or that I deserve more before I can give anything. That, you know, I take that generosity, that spirit of giving and receiving with me that I have learned and practiced here so profoundly. And I finally take the gift of selfless service, of getting dirty with you on cleanup days and serving beloveds at the Sunday supper and all of the other ways that we have participated and been a part of giving. I take that, and I take the memories of that, you know, those points of connection, the galas that we danced at and got dressed up like it was adult prom for, and the picnics and the parties and the concerts and, you know, all of the ways that we've connected, you know, and having the children do this, the teens do the Sunday service one day. That's a highlight for me. And having the children, the youth and family ministry promotion ceremonies the last couple of years in the service. You know, there's just been so many memories that I'm taking with me, and I'm taking your gifts. You know, many of you have been very generous with tokens of your love and appreciation and cards and sharing stories of what my ministry has meant and your love. And I take all of that with me, and I'm very blessed and grateful for that. And I'm leaving some gifts behind too. You know, I'm leaving the gift of strong leadership, and I'm very, very grateful for that. It gives me great hope and a sense of great stability for this community, because, you know, entering into the unknown, you know, you might, like I did, fall a little bit, but you might not. And no matter what, I mean, it's part of the journey that sometimes, you know, you'll fall, I'll fall, and then we get up. What helps in that getting up, what helps in that ability to rebound and to integrate and to grow is strong leadership, whether it's strong internal leadership for yourself or external leadership for this community. And we have strong leadership, really wise, grounded, compassionate leadership. You know, board is an incredible board. Our staff is an amazing staff. We have our transition team. You saw their picture earlier. You have Unity Worldwide Ministries. You know, that they're really knowledgeable. They're a great resource. You've got great support there. And from what I've seen and heard, Reverend Steve Colliday, your next minister, is going to be wonderful. I'm really excited for you and what you guys are going to be able to be together and really hold that. And so I leave the gift of really strong leadership. And I leave my authority. You know, I am leaving without an idea or a desire to influence or manipulate or inspire you to do what I want you to do. Because I am, as I leave my role, I leave that. I leave that need and that responsibility, knowing that you are in beautiful, good hands with your next leadership team. And I leave the power of this time. I let the goo really take ya, so that you become the monarch butterfly. You become this radiant next version of what Unity of Tustin is meant to be. And you know, again, taking from the past what needs to be brought forward, but also not being limited by it. You know, really stepping into who you are meant to be now. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the fruit of your practice, which is the final thing I leave with you, comes in. Because this is where you will be known by your fruits. And they're beautiful fruits. Your practice has been deep and true and pure, and I really encourage you to continue that as you step into this next time. And because I love rituals so much and I think it's so important to the spiritual journey, I would like to end our time together in ritual. And I'd like to invite Debbie De La Cuesta, the president of our board of directors, representing our board of directors, to come forward, and Reverend Sydney Phillips, our executive director, representing our staff and our ministry, to come forward as we conclude this time together.
So I wanted to also begin a little bit ad lib, because I was oftentimes when I'm up here on the platform, the daily word has been particularly significant. And it is today. It's prosperity. You know, and even though this is, you know, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, terrifying time, it's the beauty of it is that it is a full time. And we are deeply steeped in our mystical, spiritual community and practices. And as in prosperity, it's already been given. It's already been given. So I wanted to name that, because I just think the other thing is that, you know, it's from a mystical way of seeing things, and Carolyn talked about that, that we see things differently. And so seeing a polarity at play here, which is this kenosis that we're inside of, this self-emptying and this whole sense of letting go, we're also in the pole of prosperity. So it's both and. So I just want to name that. So this is our blessing and our ritual, our dear Reverend Carolyn. So until this moment in time, you, Reverend Carolyn, have been our senior minister here at Unity of Tustin for the last 7 years. And we have been fortunate to have had her as a staff member and key leader for 16 years plus on top of that. So, and today marks a new day in the life of you and the life of us as Unity of Tustin. And the same divine impulse that created this beautiful, mystical, spiritual community and to lead, it also leads you in this time of this major transition. We have now come to the time of blessing and releasing you, Reverend Carolyn, as our minister.
Will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, you who called the universe into being, you who move in and through and as all creation, we stand in gratitude for the recognition of your constant presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Through seasons of constancy and even change, the divine spark of love and light are with us, calling us into deeper waters, calling us together in your spirit of unity, calling us out of ourselves into the world to serve others. As we say goodbye to Reverend Carolyn, we hold the highest vision, knowing that as a spiritual community, we will live up to our purpose and live into the truth, that our church's purpose is larger than any one minister, any individual member, or any desire to live in the past. In this season of change, let us all live in love of the beloved, this world, and each other more. In your many names, amen.
So I want to thank all of you, Unity of Tustin, your members, congregants, occasional attenders, new timers, faces that have been here for many, many years, and some that have not been here for a while but have come back for this day. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity to serve you in whatever way that I have been able to, and to have had a chance to grow and to be in this ministry and with this ministry. And now it's my time to release it back to you, to and to God, you know, knowing that God has always had this church and God will always have this church. This is not my church. This is the divine's church. And so to recognize that and to really empower now the new ministerial leadership, it's my honor to do that. And to also acknowledge that, you know, God has me too. I appreciate the ways that you have accepted and been a part of my leadership. And I've experienced tremendous personal and professional growth here. I am proud of what we have done and been inside of together as a mystical spiritual community. It's been profound. You've played with me. You've prayed with me. You've really, you have been here, and we have been in this community together. My time here as a minister has been life-changing, truly, and it's something that I will cherish for the rest of my life. And along the way, I've made mistakes, and I've done and said things that have hurt some of you or disappointed you. And for that, I am incredibly sorry. You know, I ask for your forgiveness where I have fallen short, or I have hurt you or disappointed you. I'm aware of the unfulfilled dreams, I'm of what we could have done here together. And now, I release those too. It's important. Today I leave this ministry position with a heart full of love. I also leave you today, as I leave you today, I carry with you, with me, all the things that I've learned here. My life and ministry have been changed for the good because of you, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Receive your gratitude when we offer forgiveness and accept the fact that you are now leaving us. We express our gratitude for your time, energy, and effort among us. We recognize the unfilled dreams we had of you, and what was possible together will never be. And now we release you and release them. So because they are not meant to be between us, we forgive you and we release you into a bright, bright future. We also ask for your forgiveness for the mistakes that we have made. Your influence on our faith and our faithfulness will not leave us at your departure. They will be with us always.
I receive your words and I will treasure them, and I forgive you everything that has been felt like it has been a hurt. I have complete faith that both of our time together and now our time of parting is part of the divine plan. And even if we can't quite see it, there's that sense of knowing, of that faith that it is.
So community, Stedney and I will ask you a couple of questions. And if you agree, please answer, I do. So do you, the members and friends of Reverend Carolyn, release Reverend Carolyn from her duties and responsibilities of being our senior minister to you here at Unity of Tustin today?
I do.
Community, do you offer your encouragement and your blessing for wherever Reverend Carolyn's ministry takes her as it unfolds in new ways?
I do.
And Reverend Carolyn, do you release this congregation from turning to you and depending on you as their senior minister?
I do, and as a symbol and a literal acknowledgement of that, I return keys that I have had for a long time. I've always felt like Hagrid at Hogwarts, the keeper of the keys. I have lots of keys, so I release them back to the ministry.
Reverend Carolyn, do you offer your encouragement for the continued ministry here and for the relationship this congregation will develop with another who will come to serve after you?
I do, absolutely.
One of the powerful opportunities that we have now is to offer a prayer of blessing and just to place our seal on all that has been said this morning and toward the future. And so as a community, I just invite you, if you are comfortable, to extend your hands toward Reverend Carolyn. And if you're not comfortable with that, just extend your heart. Because the blessing says a lot about the blessor as well as the one receiving the blessing. And so together, God, for remembered times when we together have shared the life of faith, we express our sincere gratitude. We thank you for the moments we have shared with Reverend Carolyn in worship, in meditation and retreat, in spiritual study, in community events, in service to the world, and in the daily tasks of applied spirituality. We pray that Reverend Carolyn will continue to feel the divine in all aspects of her life, answering the next call of her soul through new opportunities. We pray that those with whom Reverend Carolyn will minister to in the future will begin even now to have room in their hearts for her spiritual leadership and giftedness. We ask your blessing on wherever Reverend Carolyn's ministry takes her and on the ministry of this community as the members and friends of Reverend Carolyn continue to faithfully serve you. And so together we bless you, Reverend Carolyn. Amen.
So in the spirit of this ceremony of blessing and letting go, let us now align in faith in the principles of divine order and the all-pervading presence of God. Over the past 16 years of Reverend Caroling being on staff and being our senior minister, we have been witness to both laughter and tears, both our hopes and disappointments. So let us now hold these cherished memories and yet move in a new direction of where we're called, being faithful to this next calling and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So let us join together in affirming this, our living truth, by saying, and I will allow you to join me in a second, go forth and live it. And so it is. Amen. So together, go forth and live it. Amen. It is. Amen. Thank
you. Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.